Bogey. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter and her new TV drama series called Saving Grace.
That's
Holly,
it.
Thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
I'm responsible for Ada Lincoln.
Yeah.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
All right.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Buzzito.
Yeah.
I need maybe 2 minutes here before your newscast.
Please, help yourself.
From the intranets. This is funny. There are a lot of listeners out there. I've ragged on our fan site before.
Right.
They're funny as hell.
Sure.
This is a thread that I find hilarious, and I hope you do as well. It's the usual stuff. And I don't mind telling you, I lurk at this site. I look at it a couple of times a week. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
See what people think about the show. One of the threads today is Larry to Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Enough already.
Ah, here we go.
No, hold on.
Okay.
You're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Very good.
The first person writes, who else has had it up the keister with the tired renditions of Larry? Seems like so much airtime is devoted to this tedium. I know Don's leaving, which produces an amount of don't give a damnism about what's aired. At least they're amusing themselves. I guess 4 people find them amusing. Buzz, Rob, and Don and Mike. I'm over it. Mm-hmm. Next person, Dolt, writes, you like the Larry? Vegas Company writes, why? Your Dorks writes, I like it when they say why, or is funny like Larry, especially Don. His impression is bad. That makes it funnier for some reason. Danny Payson writes, Larry to Larry's a good bit, right? Then some ass, I can't even read, E-B-P-O-E-H Posty writes, the go-round was old after the first minute.
Mm-hmm.
Major Bill writes, so, you worried about the club? Go! Danny Payson writes, these are the things I recommend for the young MD.
Good.
Florida Chief gets my absolute vote because he writes, hey there, boy! And it's spelled like this. Yeah, Y-E-A-H, dare, D-E-R-E, boy. B-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-Y.
Boy.
Yeah, there, boy.
Sure there.
Ozzy Stillborn from Livermore, California writes, hi, everybody. This is Lay King. So proud to say I love the Lay King bit.
Very good.
Damn Dummy writes, I know one thing. We didn't coise. And he writes, C-U-Y-R-S-E.
Coise.
The people who get it.
Dolt writes, tapes can be doctored. Damn Dummy comes back and writes, this is semi-hilarious. You know when he said semi-hilarious?
Right, semi-hilarious.
That's where the thread ends. Anyway,
good.
Nice job.
That's that's about 80% of people getting the joke.
Yeah,
or
nice.
More,
so,
yeah.
All you people out there that think I hate you, you're funny. That's a good funny thread.
We appreciate it.
Then Rob came in and said, Don, you got an email at our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
Wow.
He said, you got an email from Al.
Al?
And I said, you know, what? Al Jazeera, no. Alabama.
Al Goodman.
Nope.
Al-Qaeda.
Al Santos. To whom it may concern. As a disc jockey, just got fired at the Jazz Station.
Oh.
To whom it may concern. If you can get this email to Don, I would be most appreciative. My name is Al Santos, one of the casualties of the recent Citadel downsizing. A listener of mine who obviously listens to the Don and Mike show emailed to say he heard them talking about Black Friday on their show last week.
Mm-hmm.
I heard 2 clips, Don and Mike talking about the bloodbath in Washington Radio, and Don and Mike talking about Shannon doing the true oldies format from his basement. Here's the thing I found most curious. Being unemployed now, I have time to think all sorts of curious things.
Sure.
An interesting thing about the second clip, in which Don mentions my name at the very end, and he says, can't do that. Sorry, Al Santos. See you on Classy 95. The weird thing about that last sentence is when I came to D.C. in December of 1985, it was to work at WCLY, Classy 95, which used to be WPGC. keeping in mind, I think when I came to Classy, Don and Mike were working at Wava. Not having anywhere near the name recognition as Don and Mike, I wonder what it was that triggered that memory connection from 12 years ago. That blew my freaking mind.
Well, he's listening.
Well, Al, my friend, I'll tell you something, and I mean this seriously. I never met you. I think you're a talented broadcaster. I think you're one of those cats that can get on and say something in a few seconds, and you're very talented. I have admired you. That's why I said Classy 95.
Because you remember him from that. You
right. I'm aware of the guy. Good, solid broadcaster. So there you go. There's the answer.
Take that, Al. Surprise, surprise.
Very cool.
How about
very
that,
good.
Al?
You never forget.
A very handsome man now that I've seen his picture as well.
So there's that.
Seriously, stay on radio, Al.
Very good.
Okay, well, that's all the stuff from
but
the
But he's
internet.
A real member of the club, then.
Good.
He's, yeah, a member of the club.
Not the Larry Club, either.
You worried about the club?
Oh, no.
Don't worry about the club.
How about those people? That is truly funny. Yeah.
That is great the way they do that.
With people riding back, even and that one guy from Tampa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Boy.
Sure, dear boy.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How the heck are you?
I'm well. The mainstream media, though, is reporting today that Hillary Clinton's campaign came back to life with her primary victories yesterday in Ohio, Texas, and Rhode Island.
She's the man.
It's more accurate to say her campaign did not die.
I'm Jack Nicholson, and I approve this message.
That's what put her over the top.
Obama still leads the delegate count by about the same margin he had before yesterday's votes. With Clinton trailing by about 90 delegates, it's almost a mathematical impossibility for her to win the nomination this way, even if she wins all 16 of the remaining primary elections.
Got to just jump in here.
Okay.
This also has something to do with that crazy superdelegate
thing,
right?
Sadly,
yeah,
it
and
does.
This could go, I mean, the way it looks now, could go all the way to the convention.
It could.
So I would respectfully disagree with you, Buzz, not because I'm for one or the other,
right.
But there's parts of this that I don't understand. I mean, I looked last night and I go like, okay, Obama's still, I heard him saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. Well, I got my ass kicked, but I still got a big lead.
This is my take on this. Whatever happens at mm-hmm. this stage of the game,
right.
They're going to have to give it a lot of thought. And yes. The one thing I do understand about superdelegates is they're political people. These are politicians primarily. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not superheroes.
They're not superheroes.
Just politicians.
They have to get together and figure out how they're going to, you know, get this thing done if it comes down to the convention
right.
or the end of the primary season without pissing either side off too mm-hmm. much. And how that's going to be accomplished, I don't know right
especially
now.
Especially with the long wait ahead. There's a lot of potential for friction. The next big primary is the better part of 2 months away.
So what I'm saying is what I don't understand is he's saying, well, I've got the same lead as I had. It mm-hmm. really doesn't matter. And she says, oh, yes, it does, because even though you got more than me, I got superdelegates. And my superdelegates, like, they produce like rabbits.
And she's already saying, she's making it pretty clear, that that's what she's going to be counting on is her electability and going forward. And I don't know how they're going to figure it out.
Oh, rats. I thought it would be a lot better if she would say, like, okay, here are my superdelegates. Aquaman,
uh-huh.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
That'd be fun.
Captain America and Spider-Man. Go ahead. Take me on, Obama.
What about Wolverine? Would he count?
Mikey's an anti-hero.
He's an anti-hero. He's yeah. one of the Fantastic Four, right?
How about my man Hill?
Is that Fantastic?
Oh, X-Men, Mike.
X-Men. Sorry about that.
Here's
I don't know
Hill. Did you hear Hill talking about her wrinkles?
No, please.
His wrinkles?
Now, granted, I am a little older. And I have earned every wrinkle on my face.
And everywhere else.
Hillary says she'll stay in the race through the Pennsylvania primary, reminding us that it was June before her husband won the nomination. She's got a tough road ahead. We're talking about those delegates. She'd have to win 97% of the remaining uncommitted delegates to get the job done. Obama only has to win, I think, about 79% of the remaining delegates.
I would just remind, to be a contrarian, mm-hmm. I would say, going into the last week of the regular season,
right.
Who would have thought the New England Patriots would be beaten by the New York Giants.
That's right.
Perfectly
I know it's
reasonable.
Not the same thing.
Well, it's similar, though.
And, Don, I'm somewhat of a political activist. And I would tell you that...
You're a public servant, Mike.
Thank you very much. This, right now, there is a feeling of unease mm-hmm. in the Barack Obama camp, regardless of their lead with delegates.
Right.
There is not the confidence that was there before this happened. And I think everybody from the top down feels the same way about this. And who knows what's going to happen right now? Giant question mark right now. That the fact that she won Ohio by that significant a margin mm-hmm. is the main reason for that.
You know what I thought last night when I was watching this, and you watch it much more than me, mm-hmm. but I thought at this point she had won Ohio, mm-hmm. Texas was up for grabs. McCain won, and they run the thing at the bottom of the screen saying, Barack Obama has already called him to say congratulations, looking forward to taking you on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, as soon as he did it, she did it.
Right.
Yeah.
And neither one of them has figured out that they're running it. It's almost, it's premature.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
You know, there's part of me that thinks they ought to just take a coin and figure out who's going to be at the head of the ticket, and they definitely ought to, you know, get together and be running mates.
Because
I think that's the only way to solve it.
There's so much potential for tension here, especially with all the waiting that still lies ahead, which may be why Hillary was on the CBS Early Show this morning answering a question about joining forces with Obama to create a Democratic dream ticket. Quoting Hill, that may be where this is headed, but we have to decide who is on the top.
Well, I think we know Daddy likes you on top, Hillary.
That's actually not true at all. But I'd be willing to improvise. I know I've always enjoyed that, dear. I really have.
You really need to lay the wood to her. You need to lick those wrinkles.
Why don't we wait till Pennsylvania's passed? All right? Remember, the last time I did was in June. I'm looking forward to this.
I don't know. Really, they say this is good, and I don't know whether it is or not. I mean, I think it's
for those of us who are impatient and tired of waiting and tired of waiting to hear who the nominee is, yeah, it's not good for us.
They always put down the Democrats. Like last night, I heard this one analyst saying that we're all paranoid, and I think they're true. Mm-hmm. I think it's true because I'm a Democrat, and I'm paranoid too.
Couldn't McCain, McCain has an advantage for fundraising.
Yeah.
Yes, all of that. Absolutely.
But the other school of thought is that they're going to be in the news now, and he's not.
Right.
That they're going to be up front. Everybody's going to be paying attention to these primaries, so that might be a good thing.
They got a kiss. I'm telling you, we need the Kirk O'Hara kiss.
It could happen.
We need Barack. Barack and Hillary, yes.
Tongue.
Yes. Hot tongues of flame. Intertwined.
Obama says it's too early to talk about that dream ticket. So for now, and maybe for weeks to come, the Democrats are a house divided. Clinton's latest TV ad doesn't help. There are charges the Clinton campaign made Barack Obama's skin darker than reality in those ads, and we'll talk about that when we return.
The Don and Mike Show.
Operate.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah.
Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
I'm responsible for Ada Lincoln.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Clap for the Buzz, man.
Yes, there are charges the Clinton campaign made Barack Obama's skin darker than reality in the latest TV ads, the same way Time magazine darkened O.J. Simpson.
This is Robert the Mailman.
For its cover, the week O.J. was arrested for murder.
Wow.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Hillary's people say they did use what they call a saturation-desaturation technique that candidates often use to darken the overall picture in footage of their opponents.
Holy mackerel, Rob has the picture the in comparison. Front of us now.
Oh, my God.
You can find
Lordy,
that
Lordy.
That is significant.
We'll have this up in the Don and Mike website gallery, so treat yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd say that's trouble.
Share and compare. But even Rush Limbaugh has decided it might have been inappropriate for him to giggle yesterday as a caller said Obama reminds him of Curious George. Obama is a human being. Curious George is a monkey in a cartoonish children's book. Limbaugh says he didn't even know who Curious George is until yesterday.
Come on.
Right.
Come on, Rush. Please.
That's why he giggles.
You don't know who Curious George is. Right.
No, not.
Uh-huh. You big load.
The Republicans, meanwhile, now united, as you mentioned, behind John McCain. He got the endorsement of President Bush today. And congratulations from Mike Huckabee, who bowed out last night after McCain's primary victories that gave him the delegates to become.
Go on back to Mayberry.
Official nominee.
He's got a pretty wife.
So there's that.
Large Marge.
Wow.
Oh.
Hey, hold on. I got the who would you do.
Okay.
Who would you do? Hill or Mrs. Huckabee?
Oh, Hillary.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Not even a thought process.
Thank you.
Large Marge.
And most of all, I want to thank this lucky lady standing right here next to me.
I'm going home with her.
A scout for the Boston Red Sox has been arrested at spring training for exposing and touching himself in front of teenaged girls.
Oh, my.
What's Yaz doing down there?
He's not a scout.
Well, he couldn't be Yaz. Yaz is a fag.
Goodbye.
39-year-old Jesse Levis's room had a view of the pool there in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And when Jesse got back to his room Sunday night, the young teenaged girls at the pool with their mothers say they could see Jesse standing naked at his window, choking the bat.
That's like in Tommy Boy.
Exactly. Richard. You like the Yankees.
On the size of the screen.
Oh, hold on a second. Where's the thing? Is that the...
Richard, were you watching Spanktravision?
Management, acting on a complaint, kicked Jesse out of that hotel.
Oh, boy.
Give me un momento, Buzz.
It was at his new hotel where the U.S. Marshal showed up to charge him with lewd behavior toward children under the age of 16.
Well, I guess that those kids weren't a member of Red Sox Nation.
From the size of that screen, left field guy, huh? It's probably as high as the...
No, that's not the song. Where's the song about Yaz? Do you know where that is? Remember that one that goes, Yaz is a fag?
Oh, yeah. Well, it didn't actually say
it. Yes, it says yeah.
No, it did not.
Today, Jesse's...
It's the Carl Yastrzemski song.
Jesse's out on $50,000 bond.
We'll look for it.
Batter up.
Not surprised. It's a Red Sox.
Hey.
About 1,200 homes in Northern California are about to be powered by the gas from a cow's digestive system. You've heard before about all the methane gas that's released by all the cattle we raise for hamburgers and steaks and milk.
Yeah.
And by the way, you've also heard the gas comes from the back end of the cow. And although that's partly true, the bigger truth is most of the methane released by cows comes from the front end. It's cow belching that produces the most methane.
I've never heard a cow belch.
Well, of course not. They do it quietly, to be polite.
I didn't know that.
As it was Mrs. Huckabee.
If you could bottle that, your energy problems would be over. But we harvest only what we can. And so for now, that's limited to the methane gas given off by cow dung.
Harvest.
A company called Bioenergy Solutions will cover the dung with a tent to capture the gas.
Got it.
Think of it as a really big Dutch oven.
You're right.
The gas will then be pumped to a local power plant, which will then have the capacity to provide electricity to 1,200 additional homes in Northern California.
Cover the dung. And that's good advice for anybody. Cover your dung.
Cover your dung.
And your stinkweed.
A little too late, but thank you, Robbie. You knew where it was.
Carl Yastrzemski. Carl Yastrzemski. Carl Yastrzemski. The man they call Yastrzemski.
Yes.
Carl Yastrzemski. Carl Yastrzemski. Carl Yastrzemski.
He's a big old fag.
Well, I think that's very ugly.
That's an ugly word.
It's an ugly word.
It is indeed. Mm-hmm. Because of the enormous amount of time so many of us waste at work looking at amusing videos on YouTube, and because of the enormous amount of bandwidth that consumes, more and more workplaces are banning and blocking YouTube. A funeral home in Houston, where I'm sure they could use the laughs, discovered that 70% of its workers spent an average 1 hour a day looking at YouTube and MySpace.
You know why? Because they're busy like changing, you know, the pails that people go poo in.
No, it's a funeral home.
Well, then they're busy having sex with the dead people's bodies. Give them a break.
Yeah, you're talking.
Let them watch. Let them. I thought he's. See, Mike, I get mistaken.
I don't want this to be his first surgery.
Funeral home. I think of old person.
I understand.
Right. I was only half listening.
These are some of the things I look for in the young mortician.
Funeral homes have buckets of poop.
Sure,
you think so?
I'm sure, oh, yeah. Dear boy.
You gotta avoid the system.
There's some drainage, yeah. Anyway, quoting their IT guy, I almost...
I'm responsible for Ada Lincoln!
Like that, exactly.
There's nothing about that that's funny.
Right.
No. Quoting their IT guy, I almost fell out of my chair when I saw how many people were doing it and how much bandwidth those sites sucked up. A company's IT departments have already started cutting access to instant messengers, music download sites, and, of course, adult content.
I mean, all kidding aside, seriously, besides having sex with the corpses...
Mm-hmm.
What is there to do? I mean, once you're done with a corpse, why not go surf around on YouTube?
Didn't change the attitude of the funeral director. He walked right in there and said, "You people are dead to me."
That's just one example, one kind of business that found that a lot of its employees were looking at videos when they were supposed to be working.
And you're ignoring one of the most obvious things to do at a funeral home.
What's that?
Puppet show.
Puppet
shows.
You know, with the dead
with the
people.
Marionettes.
Oh, the dead people.
Oh, you mean like move their hands around?
Yeah. Like you used to do with your ex-mother-in-law.
And father-in-law.
That was
family.
That's a fantasy. Excuse me. That's not real.
Yeah, where they'd all be corpses at the table, and I'd be saying, "More potatoes? Oh, come on now. I've taken more than I need."
Love that story.
And I got all the food. I got all the food of myself. Every bit of it. The whole turkey was mine and everything because they didn't eat because they were dead.
Which brings us to lessons in anger management, which we'll learn when we continue.
Very good.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Driver of a loner car, much better than a driver of my normal car.
The Don and Mike Show.
Live from Club Media Corner, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Buzz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi,
Don and Mike.
Come in, Buzz.
Come in, Buzz Girdley.
People, manage your anger, please. The latest Democratic debate set off yet another physical attack in North Carolina.
Just people.
In North Carolina, a guy struck another guy in the head with a baseball bat.
Just people.
As the two were arguing during last week's Clinton-Obama debate. 40-year-old Gregory Lynn Carter is charged with assault with a deadly weapon inflicting serious injury. No word on who he is for or against.
Just people.
Sorry.
In West Roxbury, Massachusetts, two soccer moms got into an actual cat fight over the weekend.
Yeah.
At a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Now daddy's turned on.
When their 13-year-old boys argued over an arcade game. Both moms were hauled away by police and will meet again in court.
And I bet that Chuck E. Cheese, like all of them, smells like barf.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, but when the cat fight starts.
That's what I'm saying.
And in St. Paul, Minnesota,
I'm saying.
27-year-old man in Minnesota is in jail for attacking a woman at a bus stop. It's all about timing. Young Justin was on his way to his anger management class. I'm Buzz Burbank. Thank you, PETA. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
On that happy note, that's it. See you tomorrow with a new episode. Everybody, good day to you, sir.
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 Simon Spiewak.
You still have not answered where you were going with those blue barrels.
So proud.
This is the Don and Mike Show.